So I know there's a lot of questions about bone-targeted therapy, and I guess it's been a couple years now that we're starting to see some data that maybe bone-targeted therapy itself has some kind of survival benefit in this disease, and it's influenced the way people, I think, view using bisphosphonates. Can you comment on that?
Sure. I think we as a community became a little bit nonchalant about the management of bisphosphonates because there's this party about those novel agents. But we were just reminded, as you mentioned, a couple of years ago by the MRC9 clinical trial that bisphosphonates do prolong the survival of myeloma patients. The effect is said to be of anti-myeloma effects of the bisphosphonates. I'd say that's probably still controversial, but what was incontrovertible is that the patients were living longer. And it turns out that longer administration of bisphosphonates seems to help patients. I just saw a slide from Dr. Gareth Morgan showing that when they do a landmark analysis and they cut off at 2 years, you still see separation of the curves and actually pretty clear separation. It's not a wishful thinking. So everyone is scratching their head saying, you know, for how long should we use them? Obviously, there was a concern with osteonecrosis of the mandible. Most of us were saying, as an opinion, maybe 2 years. But I think that's all being readdressed now.